I'm Elvin Jones. I'm a jazz drummer or a percussionist, and I was born in Pontiac, Michigan in 1927. And there was a moment when I was in the United States Army Air Corps, and I heard Big Sid Catlett, who was, I thought, one of the great drummers. I didn't even know who he was at that point, but he was playing brushes. And I'd never heard anyone play brushes before in that manner. With Dizzy Gillespie, and the piece they played was Salt Peanuts. And he took such an introduction that sounded exactly like, it didn't sound like a drum at all. It sounded like it was a musical instrument. And I made up my mind in that instant, I think I was about 19 years old then, that that's the course in music that I was going to pursue. It was 1953, I believe it was, and my brother Hank was working with Benny Goodman's orchestra, and they were having interviews with different percussionists because they wanted to rebuild his band to make a world tour. So my brother told Benny Goodman about me, and I got a call from him to come to New York to have an audition to his band. And so that's how I happened to go from Detroit to New York City. I think it was the center of the world. To me, the jazz in New York was absolutely fantastic. And everywhere you looked, there was musicians all over the place, music all over the place, all kinds of music, Dixieland, rock and blues, and guitarists, and flamenco, and jazz up and down the street, I think jazz was probably the main focus of New York City in those days. And this club, Birdland, I think was probably one of the most famous, perhaps, but along 52nd Street from the east to the west, there must have been 30, 40 nightclubs, and they all had jazz artists, had jazz music there, daily, every night, every day, from 9 in the evening until 7 in the morning. So, and it went on like that. I thought it was never going to end, but it gave young musicians like myself a great opportunity to learn and to study and to develop and to become familiar with the different personalities that made that comprised our heroes. I met Lester Young and Duke Ellington and Earl Hines and Nat King Cole and Ella Fitzgerald and all and Sarah Vaughan and all these people were, you'd see them practically on a daily basis, and it was just, we were all familiar with each other, and so it was like a big family. Jazz is basically a form of blues. It's a form of music that expresses the human condition, and this is why I insist that it is a true art form, because it has that quality and the expressions that are contained within the art form expresses everything that happens to human beings.